Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce the group. I've had a quintet now, mostly a quintet for about 29 years. Thanks to folks like you who keep showing up to hear this stuff. Appreciate it. And buying these, you know, first 78s and the LPs and the 8-track tapes. Cassettes, the whole nine yards. Appreciate it a bunch, and I appreciate these guys here who have stuck with me through thick and thicker and thinner and real thin, a variety of widths, bandwidths. But I'll start with our bass player, who's been in the band just about 19 years now. He just had a birthday a few days ago. He comes from Pacifica, California. He's also a veteran of the Garcia Grisman Quartet. Mr. Jim Kerwin on the bass. Another veteran of dog music is just about 16 years now in the band. He plays a variety of instruments. He changes strings when they break for both of us. And he's tuning his mandolin in a very unique tuning right now. He plays the fiddle, percussion, sometimes near concussion. And he's got three solo CDs of his own. The first is called Camp Town. And the second is Mojo, and his most recent one is Django Latino, a Latin tribute to the music of Django Reinhardt, which he is a great inspiration for all of us. Please welcome from Dixon, California, Mr. Joe Craven. Fella in line has also been in the band nearly 16 years. He has two CD projects of his own. One is one that he produced called the Headwaters Project, featuring a number of talented acoustic musicians, Zakir Hussain, Michael Hedges, Paul Winters, Alex Degrassi, me, him. Anyhow, he plays the flute and bass flute and occasional percussion. He also has a wonderful album out on acoustic disc called Flute Jazz, a jazzier side of his musical personality. Please welcome from San Anselmo, California, Mr. Matt Eckel. Matt just had a birthday yesterday, too. Finally, on guitar, they talk about hot guitar players, you know, being from down south. Well, this guy is from way down south. Cordoba, Argentina. That's about as south as you can get. They didn't get the Grand Ole Opry in there till Wednesday night. He is the master of the Latin Touch, which is the name of one of his three acoustic disc CDs, his first being Solos from South America, very sensuous, romantic, solo South American guitar music. I mean, what could be better? Except his latest CD, which is a duo project with his beautiful wife, Yolanda Aranda, who's an incredible singer of traditional Latin music, and this project is called Intimo. One voice, one guitar, one man, one woman. Intimo. No bedroom should be without his CD. I love it. The man with the Latin touch on guitar, a 10-year DGQ veteran, Enrique Correa.